Track 90. A place that I enjoy visiting is Graz. It's the second largest city in Austria, with a population of around 300,000. It's in the southeast of the country, in the state of Styria, which is a green, lush part of Austria. There is lots to do in Graz. It has several universities, so first and foremost, it's a fantastic place to be a student. It's buzzing with a good nightlife, good restaurants, and a lively cultural life. In fact, it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. If you climb up to the hill overlooking the old town, you have an amazing view of the city. What strikes me most when I go up there is all the traditional buildings with their red roofs, and then right in the middle of it all, a remarkable piece of contemporary architecture, the Museum of Modern Art. It looks like a huge sea cucumber and doesn't look anything like the architecture around it, but of course very suitable for what's inside it, modern art. I always think how brave it was of the Austrians to put it there, in the heart of the city, and how unlikely it was that that sort of thing would ever be allowed where I live. I really admire them for it, and I think the building has its own kind of beauty. The last time I went to Graz, there was a food festival. People were tasting all different kinds of food from stalls on the street, very informally, and chatting with friends while they ate. It was wonderful. How has it changed since I first visited it? Well, I would say it has definitely become trendier. Like I say, they have built a stunning new museum. They have also built an island in the river, which is actually a floating platform with a cafe and a playground on it. To go with the sea cucumber theme, this one is shaped like a seashell. I would say the local inhabitants have become prouder of their city too. It has received quite a lot of attention in recent times, which has really placed Graz well and truly on the cultural map. That's something the inhabitants are always happy to talk to you about. In fact, that is something else I enjoy about going there. The local people are incredibly friendly and helpful.
When did you last go to Graz?
I went there the year before last. I wish I could go more often, but I can't because of work commitments.